Next, we're going to talk about scientific ways of knowing. Scientific ways of knowing describes knowledge that comes through scientific reasoning, derived through testing or observing in a systematic manner. In other words, scientific reasoning is gained by asking questions and creating a method to test and or observe the validity of that question. There are three characteristics of scientific research. The first is that scientific research must be potentially replicatable, because science is intended to be replicated. This replication ensures the validity of research, and each individual replication should have the same findings of the original research. Methodology in scientific research is crucial for this reason. Other researchers should be able to follow the exact steps the original researcher took in order to replicate it. The second characteristic of scientific research is that it must be reflexive and self-critical, because it guards against the researcher's bias. The researcher must have the ability to step back, reflexive, and pick out their own basis in cognitive conservatism, self-critical. The researcher should be aware of the context of knowledge construction and their role in it. These concepts require a researcher's acknowledgement of their The researcher should be aware of the context of knowledge construction and their role in it. These concepts require a researcher's acknowledgement of their positionality. The third characteristic of scientific research is that it must be cumulative and self-correcting, so that enough of it amasses to spot the duds. Researchers cannot leave out any information, and researchers must acknowledge where that... Einstein once said that there's a quote from Einstein that goes something like, "If we knew what we were doing, it wouldn't be called research. A lot of research is trial and error. Really sophisticated." That means that there will be error. And here's the rub. Y'all, society is real forgiving of these errors. For example, butter is good. Oh my god, what the hell are we talking about right here? There's a quote from Einstein that goes like, "If we knew what we were doing, it wouldn't be called research. A lot of research is trial and error. That means that there will be error. And here's the rub, y'all. Society is really unforgiving of these errors. For example, butter, it is good, it is bad. Do we actually know? When the science self-corrects as it's supposed to, the general public feels cheated. It's understandable, but a difficult disconnect.